Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Buried Onions by Gary Soto. Narrated by Robert Ramirez.
Chapter 1. I knew the mortuary students would get good jobs because my cousin had died recently, and my father and two uncles were dead, all of them now with arms like the arms of praying mantises, crooked and thin as whispers. My best friend from high school was also dead, his head having been caught like bulk laundry in the giant rollers of a steel foundry. It was his first good job, and his last. I pictured him with a head like a hatchet, and if I met him, say, in heaven, or some dream that was close to heaven, I wouldn't know if I should say something first, or let him speak the tinny words of someone whose head had been flattened by iron. Juanito, I decided I'd say, cheerfully patting a bench to invite him to sit next to me, but looking the other way. You remember when you stuck your finger in a bottle and couldn't get it out? I had gone to school with Juan since we were 7, and I knew his sister, Belinda, now heavy with a baby, her second and possibly her last, because her husband, Junior, was in Vacaville prison. She hadn't softened. She was a chola, with wings of blue over each eye and a tear tattooed on her left cheek. I thought about Juan while sitting at a wobbly metal table on the campus of City College. The mortuary students all had clean fingers and sat over coffees that I imagined cooled quicker than the coffee regular students drank. I figured that when they handled the bodies, the dead stole some of their heat, and later, when they climbed the steps of the dank basement, the students of that ghoulish business had to stand in the sun and quiver until the heat returned to their bodies. The sun was climbing over the trees.